Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Welcome back. Still joining me here are Fine Gael, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Gerry Buttermer in our Cork studio, Ruth Coppinger of Solidarity People Before Profit, and Sinn Féin's Eoin O'Brien. Minister Gerry Buttermer, three lives lost on the roads last night. A teenager and a young man in his 20s died in a single vehicle collision in Gortha Hurca in Donegal. Another passenger in the car is understood there to be critically ill, and a motorcyclist in his 50s has died following an accident in Glenageary in County Dublin. It's a tragedy for everybody connected to those people, and it brings once again into sharp focus the issue of road safety in the country.
First of all, can I offer my sympathies to the family of those that lost their lives last night? It is again a very sad situation where today families have lost a loved one from a road traffic accident, and it underlines the importance of road safety. It illustrates the importance of it from both a government point of view, but also from a societal point of view. And that means that all of us collectively have a role to play in reducing the number of fatal collisions, but also in reducing the number of accidents. And it is imperative that we recognise that we all collectively have a behavioural change needed around speed, around safety on the road. And today my heart goes out to the families again who've lost a loved one.
Gerry Buttermer, we're not saying that speed was a factor in any of those tragic accidents, but I do want to ask you about the issue that became public yesterday of a problem with a speed camera in County Mayo, where a camera was working, but it was discovered it wasn't certified, and as a result, 1,800 penalty point notices have had to be revoked. Whose responsibility is it to ensure that cameras are certified?
It's a matter for An Garda Síochána in this case, and they have accepted responsibility around the case of the camera here in Mayo. The only role that the Department of Transport has is in regard to the issue of the penalty points being revoked. It's disappointing that this matter has happened. The Garda are taking action to redress this and to ensure that that the cameras are working. As you know, and as listeners will know, technology is becoming part of the means in which we will help to reduce speed on our roads through a variety of ways and the use of greater technology. But it is disappointing that this has happened, and it shouldn't happen.
And is it directly checked by the Gardaí, or is there a contract? Is there a contractor working on the Gardaí's behalf?
My information, and I'm open to correction on this, and I'll come back to you if it's not correct, is that it's a matter for An Garda Síochána.
Right, and I, from reading reports on it today, GoSafe seem to be the operators of the camera. So, what's the relationship there? Is GoSafe working under contract to the Gardaí? I suppose. Look, what I'm cutting to is, if there is going to be a loss to the state, is there any way of mitigating that loss if there are any issues arising from a service being provided?
That matter will be, I'm sure, addressed in the coming days. What is important is that we have integrity, we have confidence in the system that we're now putting in place around static speed cameras, around the GoSafe vans, that they are calibrated correctly, that people will have confidence in that, you know, our system of road enforcement by the use of technology can stand up and can act as a deterrent for what we do have, which is an epidemic of speed on our roads. And that's why it's important, working with An Garda Síochána in the context of National Slowdown Days and various campaigns, okay, that we do have a change of attitude and behaviour around speed on our roads.
Okay. Eoin O'Brien, what are your concerns arising from this? Establish perhaps how widespread it is and what happened here.
Well, firstly, obviously, I'd like to extend my condolences to the families of all of those who lost loved ones on the roads, not just in the last few days, but this year and last. There has been a worrying increase in the number of fatalities arising from road accidents, some is speed, some is alcohol, some are other circumstances. And part of the problem, of course, is we've seen a significant decline in the number of Gardaí who are involved in road traffic duties, and that urgently needs to be reduced. There is a clear connection between a fall off in enforcement on our roads of the rules of the road and increased in breaches of those rules, and ultimately that leads in many cases to tragic loss of life. With respect to the cameras, first of all, we need to know what happened. This is a private company. It's a very lucrative contract that they have with An Garda Síochána. It's a contract that was expanded last year, and we need to know, first of all, who was responsible. Was it on the contractor? Was it something the guards did wrong? If it's on the contractor, we need to know, is there a penalty clause that can be applied. And also, really, we need to know why is a private company running a service that really should be run by An Garda Síochána? Now, ultimately, there matters, I think, for the Oireachtas Transport Committee as well as the minister. But we need to know who is responsible for this, how was it allowed to happen, and what has been done to ensure that it doesn't happen again. Okay. But more generally, road safety means more guards on the roads ensuring they're safe. And we haven't heard enough from government as to what they're going to do to increase that. Because yes, there's commitments in terms of Garda recruitment, but there's also a significant number of retirements coming through the system, which means the net impact will be limited.
I just want to get to some information from the Gardaí, from the website of An Garda Síochána. They say GoSafe provide a minimum of 6,000 enforcement hours and a maximum of 1,475 service. Hours per month across the country. For the 6,000 enforcement hours, the camera will operate from vans which are marked with high visibility reflective material and display a safety camera symbol. The survey hours will be conducted from unmarked vans in order to accurately observe and record the speed. So that's the nature of the provision there. But Ruth Coppinger, any questions arising for you from what we've heard there, these 1,800 fines effectively that have had to be overturned?
Yeah, well, firstly, again, send my sympathies to those families waking up to that news this morning. And it seems like every time something like this happens, it's kind of thoughts and prayers. And I'm sure nobody wants to hear that. There needs to be real action. And in relation to the specifics about the speed cameras, which obviously aren't related now to the events of the last 24 hours, we need to ask questions about this private company, about their performance, because I don't think this is the first time that a whole load of penalty points have been written off. And I think as well as individual responsibility and behaviour change,
although
which
they're
mentioned.
We won't go into the previous incidents on with regard to this, in case we're not talking about the same contract.
No, I'm not
saying
about this company. I'm saying in general that there have been thousands of penalty points written off before in courts. And we need individual change, all of us, speed, alcohol, drugs, whatever factors that are driving, you know, lack of safety on the roads. But we also need a state response. So there's a huge amount of road safety measures that the government hasn't taken because it's cut back on things like that. And also the RSA, the ongoing saga there.
We will. I'm afraid we're out of time, Gerry Buttermer, because we do have to wrap there. But unfortunate news, sad news for anyone who saw him sell his poetry outside the Bank of Ireland on College Green, or heard him recite it, or indeed remembers his rapport with children on many, many RTE programmes over the years, operating the Magic Carpet or Spindle the Spider. People will be sad to hear that Pat Inglesby had died. Nobody, of course, will be more deeply affected than his grieving families. His grieving family members and all his friends and people in the arts community who knew him. So our condolences to them. Our yeshtegaro anam.